Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now,
this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Well, it turns out that they're lying about Congressman Byron Donalds and what he said on this show and what he said in Philadelphia last night. Surprise, surprise. The case against Donald Trump in Georgia is over. It's over, over, over. As the Georgia Appeals Court has put it on hold indefinitely, basically. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. It's great to have you with us as we begin 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We'll be there for our next live show on Friday, June 21st from 3 to 7 p.m. As you know, the Grand Hotel is my happy place. So book your reservation today at grandhotelcapemay.com and mark your calendar for our next live show on June 21st with a special guest. Very special guest joining us as well. All right, a couple of things I want to get into. First of all, Matt DeSanctiTraitorist, I'd like to ask your opinion on something if I could.
Sure.
Well, it's just, you know, yesterday Byron Donalds was on.
Yes.
And I don't remember Byron Donalds praising Jim Crow laws when he was on with us yesterday.
No, I don't recall that either, and I've listened to the interview at least 4 or 5 times at this point for social media purposes and podcasting purposes. I can confirm he did not praise Jim Crow at any point during your 15-minute conversation.
All right, so do we begin with Hakeem Jeffries and the accusation that he's throwing out against Byron Donalds right now?
Yeah, because Jeffries is just a ridiculous human being.
He really is an idiot. I mean, and his voice is painful to listen to. I'm just going to warn you. I don't even know if we'll be able to get through the whole thing, but let's go ahead, give it a shot.
Mr. Speaker, it's come to my attention that a so-called leader has made the factually inaccurate statement that black folks were better off during Jim Crow. That's an outlandish, outrageous, and out-of-pocket observation. We were not better off when a young boy named Emmett Till could be brutally murdered without consequence because of Jim Crow. We were not better off when black women could be sexually assaulted without consequence because of Jim Crow. We were not better off when people could be systematically lynched without consequence because of Jim Crow. We were not better off when children could be denied.
Enough. I can't take it. I can't take it. Here's what
so
Byron.
Close to the end too. There's 17 seconds left.
I couldn't. There's no way. I couldn't make it. Sorry. We were better off under Jim Crow. So here's Byron Donalds on the show yesterday. He brings up Jim Crow, and I'll ask you to pay attention, put your listening ears on, and see if you can hear in any way, shape, or form Byron Donalds praising Jim Crow.
Oh, take a look. Hang on. I don't have that one. I have the one where – so he posted on social media response.
No, leave that. Just play the one from our show.
All right. Give me one second.
Because I think that's the one Hakeem Jeffries is talking about. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to go with that and say that's the case. If nothing else, it'll make our show look better and bigger. So my guess is Hakeem Jeffries heard the interview, heard something that Byron Donalds didn't say, and this is from the conversation. Take a listen. The black male vote is huge. The black vote in general. And Trump is clearly doing better with the black vote than any Republican has before. Biden's panicking over this, as he should be.
Well, look, I'll tell you this about the black male vote. What's happening with black men in America, but I think writ large, just everybody in America, but especially men in America, is they see the foolishness. They see that America is falling behind. It is failing. When I talk with black men, the number one thing we talk about is wealth, is generational wealth, building wealth, moving money on to their kids, building something in America, not just having a job. You know, not just being able to have the right to vote, because let's be honest. Ain't nobody stopping a black man from voting in the United States of America. Not mm-hmm. today. That did happen in the Jim Crow South. Democrats, by the way, because the Democrat Party is the one that brought Jim Crow, and they kept Jim Crow because they wanted to keep slavery around, couldn't have that. And so because of that, they wanted to keep indentured servitude and they wanted to keep black people down. That was the Democrat Party in the Deep South that pushed Jim Crow. But today, black men are not listening to that stuff anymore. You know why? Because today they're growing up in America with so many opportunities. They remember when Donald Trump was president and people were making money. People were getting ahead, really for the first time in a generation for a lot of, especially younger black men, because the Bush economy was okay. The Obama economy was stagnant. It was not good. And Trump came in and things were going very well for the country. Now you got this master of disaster clown himself, Joe Biden, and everything has gone wrong. So, I mean, black men, we're not stupid. We are logical human beings. And we're saying, you know what? Things were better with Donald Trump. And that's why you have all this gaslighting that goes on about Donald Trump. You know, the Democrats try to blame him for everything. But guess what? He's not in the Oval Office. Joe Biden is. The Democrats have been in charge.
And I don't, so maybe I missed it. I wasn't, you know, my attention span's not the greatest, and my mind went to a lot of different places during that clip. I know you pay attention. Did you hear him praise Jim Crow in that?
That's got to be the sixth time I've heard it, and he certainly did not.
Still don't hear him praising Jim Crow in that, do you?
Not even close.
Okay. If anyone else heard him praise Jim Crow, could you let us know, please? You can call the show at 855-839-1210, or you can tweet at Rich Zeoli. Be happy to take your call. By the way, that creepy guy, did you see this guy walking around naked in Portland, Oregon? Did I send you that?
Ew, no, thankfully I did not see that.
This is bizarre.
Don't feel like you have to send it now. I don't need to say it.
Well, no, you don't see the guy. That's the good thing. You don't see the guy. But Oregon is so freaking nuts. Like, I talked to my buddy Wayne Bonfiglio the other day, and he was telling me how he was just out in Portland, and it's as crazy as you think. So this guy in Oregon, and Matt, I'll send you the clip here. This naked guy comes up and exposes himself in front of this guy's little kid, right? Little kid. And a two-year-old. And just exposed himself. He called the cops. And the cops come to his house and say it's not a crime. And so this came out today and it went viral and it's gotten millions and millions of views, millions of views. And the question is this actually true? And it's true. The Bend Police Department confirmed that being naked in public is not a crime. So if you walk around naked in front of a child, you must have a required element of intent to arouse. Otherwise, you can walk around naked, even if kids are present, and it's a state law. So it's public indecency laws. The city of Bend is getting, you know, overwhelmed with calls on this. I mean, the cop is not, I mean, he's not wrong. It's, you know, he's, that's the law. It's not, but the question really is, though, is that really okay for grown adults to walk around naked in front of little kids on private property? And the cop did say, well, it is trespassing if it's your private property, but beyond that, it's not a crime. Now, I don't know. First of all, I don't think anybody needs to be walking around naked because most people look hideous when they're naked. There's a reason why God invented clothes. But take a listen to this exchange with the officer in Oregon. This is crazy.
You're saying in the state of Oregon, mm-hmm. someone can walk up and to your two-year-old kid completely bare naked, and that's not a crime? Even if it's on your property.
Correct. Well, so it's trespassing, but what I'm saying is there's no laws against the actual nudity portion of it.
So you can expose yourself to children in Oregon.
Again, if you're not doing it for sexual gratification or the gratification of somebody else, yes, you are allowed to walk around in public naked.
On private property, this is where I live, and someone just came and exposed themselves to my two-year-old boy. And right. This officer's saying that it's not a crime. So a naked person came up onto my property here, approached my two-year-old kid completely naked, which I ran over to him and covered his eyes so he wouldn't see. My obvious thought is to call 911 as someone's indecently exposing themselves to my child on my property. At what point did this become a normal and acceptable thing to do? The cops will literally do nothing about it. They're basically saying we have to wait for that person to do something more serious to your kid before we can intervene.
Well, that's Oregon for you. I don't want to tell you, but there you go. Other breaking news is the New York Police Department is preparing to revoke Donald Trump's license to carry a firearm after his felony conviction. That's also happening right now. And this comes as a founding member of the Black Panthers Party has backed Trump for president. It also comes as the case in Georgia is now officially postponed indefinitely until the Fani Willis disqualification issue is resolved. And that's not going to be anytime soon. So the case in Georgia is over. It's a remarkable day today. But I think, you know, as far as the convicted felon thing, Joe Rogan made a great point. It's a point I've been making. It's a very similar point, which is that Trump is gangsta. I mean, he's gangsta now. You know, and he's got a lot of rappers supporting him because he's a convicted felon. So this is what Rogan said. Take a listen.
So many rappers are showing support for Trump now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because now he's got a felony.
Right.
Right. I mean, like, now they realize also he's getting trapped by the system, just like everybody's been rapping about. Being
right.
Trapped by the system, this system. And you watch it happen with him.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just talking about this. It's like I don't think they were counting on the black voter being like, hey, they just it's what they do to us.
Yeah, this is what they do to everybody, and they pretend they're there for you while they're letting in immigrants.
So that's good right there. And then what did you just text me, Matt? You said
that's a tweet. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's very good. Mugsy too. Hey, Rich, Matt, have you guys tried playing the Byron Donalds clip backwards while watching The Wizard of Oz? Hashtag Zioli Army. It's a great point.
Very good.
Yeah, maybe if we play it backwards, it'll be like, Paul is dead, Paul is dead. Jim Crow's good. Jim Crow's good. Do I have to hang out, though? My question is this. Do I have to hang out with Weed Slut 420 in order for that to work?
It probably couldn't hurt.
Right? I would think. That's amazing. That's great. Oh, man, I'm telling you. That's a crazy time to be alive right now. And what happened to our buddy EJ Antoni? I saw he's trending on Twitter, too.
Yeah, so he was in a House hearing today. And I can play the clip. It's more of a visual, though. But he's just talking about economics. And an angry woman who didn't agree with what he said started giving him the finger in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so Crystal K tweeted out, you know you're over the target when the angry cat ladies flip you off during your testimony. Kudos to real EJ Antoni. We're going to have to get him on the show tomorrow, yeah, I think, over this. Definitely, right? He's our in-house economist, officially. And he's also added his list now. I got to read his bio, his Twitter bio. He's the economist for Heritage and Committee for Prosperity. Vince Colonnais, who's the afternoon drive host in WMAL, the lesser host on 3 to 7. Well, he's on 3 to 6, but me, Dan Bongino, and Rich Valdez. They've all stolen him.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
unbelievable. Wow.
And now the House of Representatives has borrowed him from us as well.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, Valdez gets a pass from me because he's like a brother from another mother. So that's all right. But the others, you can't have my EJ. He's ours. Damn it. We'll fight you for him. So this is what he said when the angry cat ladies in the back were flipping him off. Take a listen.
Your focus should be on reducing the government spending that created the inflation, which is responsible for most of the increase in insurance premiums over the last several years. Passing a budget, ideally a balanced one, would be a good place to start. Thank you kindly for your time, and I look forward to your questions.
Why did he deserve to get the finger for that?
I don't really know. I'm trying to figure that out. What's wrong with that? Well, we'll have to get him on, you know. The other clip I wanted to mention is that I had no idea, I didn't realize this, but that time is transphobic. Did you know that?
I don't even understand the question. What are you talking about?
So this bat guana crazy liberal has an entire, yes, John McGrody, I was giggling, but I don't know if I can read that on the air, but it's very funny. I will be sending it to my friends, though. We have a little group that sends memes to each other. It will be going in their direction. This bat guana crazy lib has an entire podcast explaining why time is transphobic.
What?
So I've always thought Mondays were transphobic, and you know, I didn't know all of time was, but anyway, this is from our friends at End Wokeness on Twitter. Take a listen.
Did you know that queer and trans people actually experience time completely differently to cishet people? It's a concept called queer temporality, and it basically has to do with the fact that historically, as queer and trans people, our lives have started much later, and for a whole bunch of reasons, ended earlier than our cishet counterparts. So as a result, our experience of time is compressed. It also has to do with the fact that those milestones that we've been socialized to use to mark the passage of time, so things like marriage or having children or, you know, working, retiring, inheritance, things like that, haven't been accessible to us. And that linear timeline has a name: heterochronology. And as queer and trans people, our experience of time often sits outside that. Basically, it's super interesting, and I'm going to be unpacking it more this week on the podcast. So listen in wherever you like to do that.
You know, I think as a straight white male, my time just slowed down, and that felt like I was watching paint drying, listening to that painful clip. So maybe she's got a point.
You're not going to go download her podcast?
Probably not, because I think to get through it, it would take years.
Yeah, it's got to be terrible.
The time-space continuum as a straight man, as a straight, cis, heteronormative man, whatever the hell it would take, like a 30-minute podcast from that woman, it would take me 7 years to listen to.
Also, how many podcasts could you possibly do on that same topic? Isn't it kind
of time being
done?
Homophobic and transphobic? Yeah, I don't know.
Does that mean
that watches and clocks are also transphobic?
I hope not, because I'm a big watch guy. I don't want to.
And then what about the passage of time, which we follow with the passage of time, as the vice president of the United States has said so many times that nobody understands what she means by that. Is she also saying that the passage of time is transphobic?
Could be. We'd have to investigate.
Amazing. Amazing someone, stuff here.
Someone needs to listen to that podcast and tell us what happens. I don't want it to be me, but I just don't understand how you can make an entire podcast series out of that weird topic.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's hard enough filling 4 hours a day on this show without going into how time is not woke. But, you know, maybe that's what we got to start doing. I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's possible.
I'll mention, someone take one for the team and listen to it.
Back in 2020, journalist Leslie Stahl slammed Trump and cut him off during an interview for citing the Hunter Biden laptop. You know, as the and Hunter's ex today said in court, he smoked crack every 20 minutes. But in trans years, that's smoking crack every 4 seconds, I believe. Or maybe it's I don't know how many, I don't know how that works. I got a dog years would be 7 years, but trans years, anyway. As we're all finding out now that the government of the United States is relying on the Hunter Biden laptop as the evidence in the prosecution of Hunter Biden in the gun case, it's good to go down memory road and remember things like this. When 2020, when Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes shamed Trump and cut him off during an interview when he cited the Hunter Biden laptop. As today, FBI agents Erica Jensen said Hunter's trial that there is no evidence the laptop was tampered with, like many in the media had suggested. Of course, Leslie Stahl knew the contents in the laptop were authentic, but she gaslit and shilled for Biden anyway. Colin Rugg points out during the interview, Stahl refused to let Trump talk about it. She said it couldn't be verified and pretended like Trump was crazy for even mentioning it. Trump ended up walking out of the interview, if you remember, and the media lost their minds. The media was handed an entire laptop into the real life of Hunter Biden. And what did they do? They not only ignored it, but they helped perpetuate the narrative that it was Russian disinformation. Because I told you all along, the unholy triad, the corporate media, big tech, and the government, they're all in on it together. They're all in on it together. Take a listen.
You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it.
Biggest.
You want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't... The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it. Okay. The media is fake. And frankly, if I didn't have social media, I'd have no way of getting out my voice.
Do you know what you told me a long time ago when I asked why you keep saying fake media?
Yeah.
You said to me, I say that because I need to discredit you so that when you say negative things about me, no one will believe you.
I don't have to discredit you.
But that's what
you've
told me.
You've discredited yourself.
You know, I didn't want to have this kind of angry.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Of course you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, then you brought up a lot of subjects that
I said I'm going to ask you tough questions.
They were inappropriately brought up right from the beginning. No, your first question was, this is going to be tough questions.
Why?
You don't ask Joe Biden. I saw your interview with Joe, the interview with
Joe Biden. I never did a Joe Biden interview.
It was a joke. The interview, 60 Minutes. I see Joe Biden giving softball after softball. I've seen all of his interviews. He's never been asked a question that's hard.
Okay, but forget him for a minute.
No, but you start with me.
You're president. And
excuse me, Leslie, you started with me. Your first statement was, are you ready for tough questions?
Are you?
That's no way to talk. It's no way to talk.
Leslie, one second.
At this point, one of our producers interrupted to advise about the time remaining in the interview.
I think we have enough of an interview here, Hope. Okay, that's enough. Let's go. Let's go meet for 2 seconds, okay? Thanks. I'll see you in a little while. Thanks.
Be careful.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing, but that's what I've been telling you for how long now? I've been telling you that it's the corporate media, big tech, and the government, and they're all in on it together, and you're being gaslit all the time by these people who continue to push the narrative, and that's what they do, and they do this all the time. And, you know, meanwhile, here you have Maxine Waters, the dumbest member of Congress, on the homeland of the United States of America, on the mainland, I should say, the mainland, by far. And she's just allowed to say that, you know, we're domestic terrorists and accusing us now of preparing civil war. Civil war. And you're just allowed to say this. It's no problem. You can say this and, you know, have at it. Go ahead. No problem. No consequences saying this whatsoever. It's cool. On with MSNBC's Jonathan Capehart. Cut 16.
I am going to spend some time with the criminal justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing.
So you see now what's happening. It's another excuse for censorship so that they can make sure that you're safe, so that all of you crazy MAGA extremists with your Cabela's fishing hats out there don't start another civil war, I guess. Well, my question is this to Maxine Waters. And I know you're not that bright, but how come nobody burned down New York City? How come nobody was throwing Molotov cocktails in NYPD cars and burning down the courthouse? Where are all these MAGA extremists, these domestic violent MAGA extremists? I mean, seems like, I don't know, if we're taking a page out of the Antifa playbook, if we're unhappy with the justice system, we loot, we set government buildings ablaze, we commit billions of dollars worth of violence, all in the name of peaceful protest. I wasn't done in New York. As far as I know, New York's still standing. I don't even think a MAGA supporter, you know, took a leak in public, which is perfectly fine to do in New York, by the way. But I don't think somebody did that. So where are all these domestic violent extremists? It's like when the woke versus woke Philadelphia rally happened, when the Pride Parade met with the pro-Palestinians, and woke had this moment of the, you know, the gatekeeper and the keymaster coming together, you know, and Gozar, the woke Aryan, arose from this. And where were all the domestic violent extremists on the right in this target-rich environment of the Pride Parade marchers, like dudes in leather jackets and leather hats, like they're doing a Village Boys the Village People, yeah, doing like a Village People, ensemble tour, and then the pro-Palestinian protesters, and they're all basically in the same side. So how come MAGA wasn't there to start taking out all these crazy lefties? I'm really tired of this notion that we're all just waiting to just get the ultimate call from Trump, and then we're going to rise up and do what exactly? I don't know. I could never figure that out. But it's the same thing with the moms at school board meetings. You know, the hot moms who wear their yoga pants at the school board meetings, and Merrick Garland says you might be a domestic terrorist. It's like, what? Huh? But, you know, the language that Trump uses, like, for example, his anti-immigration rhetoric, as CNN puts it, has actually not met backlash. Voters born outside the United States actually even prefer Trump. This is an amazing clip here from CNN, of all places, cut number 3.
It's tremendously important. What a difference from where we were 4 years ago at this point. So immigration is the nation's top problem. Back in May of 2020, it was just 1% of voters who said that. It ranked 15th on the list of most important problems in the United States. Look at where we are today, May of 2024, the last poll conducted by Gallup. It's up to 18%, so that's 18 times as high. And more than that, it ranks as the second most important problem. So we've gone from 15th to second. So to me, it's not a huge surprise that President Biden is doing what he's doing, because the fact is, immigration is at the top of the mind for the American voter.
And sometimes my next question depends on how the question is asked, but who do people trust? Who do voters trust more on this issue?
Yeah, no matter how you phrase it, you will see that more voters today trust former President Trump over President Biden, but the margins can change depending on how it is. So this is a better job on border security and immigration, which tends to be one of former President Trump's best questions. But I think the key thing here, Kate, to look at is the timeline and look at the trend line here. Because back in June of 2020, Biden was actually trusted more on the question of border security and immigration by a single point. Look at where we are in May of 2024. My goodness gracious. Look at this huge jump that Donald Trump has gotten. He is now ahead on this issue by 27 percentage points.
How do immigrant communities react to this? Is there any sign that there's backlash to this?
Yeah, it's very interesting to me, because I think a lot of Democrats are saying, oh, look at, you know, Donald Trump. Look at what we call anti-immigration rhetoric. There's going to be some backlash. I'm not quite sure that's exactly right. And I've been keeping a track on this. So this is who U.S. voters born outside of the country. So, you know, people who might be born in France, people who might be born in Mexico, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who do they prefer for president? Well, this is quite something. It's a number that always seems to surprise me, no matter how often I look at it. In fact, they slightly more of them support Donald Trump at 47% than Joe Biden at 44%.
Yeah, well, there you go. That is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. I know we have a guest coming up, but we got to do that little sweeper thing. Let's do the little sweeper thing. You know, the Grand Hotel sweeper thing?
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour.
Boom.
On the Rizzioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
That's right. And I want to tell you about the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, because we love it there. It's our happy place. Love being there. We'll be back there on June 21st for our next live show. So join us for it. And I got to tell you, it's the perfect summer vacation. Please, 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 please don't give up your summer vacation this year. Don't do that. Too many people are making that mistake as the economy stinks. But the Grand Hotel's got you covered. The longer you stay, the more you save in resort credits. They give you money back to spend on site. You spend a week there, you're going to get like $700 back almost in resort credits. Take the family out to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the pool bar, the beach cabana, the concession stand. I mean, there's all kinds of great ways to use the resort credits. And unlike a shore house, you have all the resort amenities, but like a shore house, you have a kitchenette, you have a refrigerator. So you can actually, you know, bring drinks in and bring food in if you like and save some money that way. But unlike a shore house, you don't have to do the sheets and the towels. It's all provided for you. And you have a pool, a gigantic outdoor heated pool, an indoor heated pool in case the weather's bad on the beach. You got a game room for the kids and a restaurant right on site serving amazing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So now is the perfect time to book your June midweek stay. But they will sell out. They always do every summer. So go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com and make your reservation today. And you got to book direct with them for the best rates. Please, book direct with them for the best rates and to get the resort credits. Because that's the only way to get the resort credits is by booking through the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And don't forget something too. If you want to have a wedding, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is the absolute best wedding venue destination on the Jersey Shore. It is unbelievable. In fact, my friend Caitlin was just written up a great story, The Face of Shore Weddings, the perfect place for your perfect wedding. And a great story was written about my friend Caitlin, certified professional wedding planner at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And I'm very, very proud of her. She was quoted as saying, I'm here to ensure they feel completely at ease, confident that they are in the best of hands. And you will be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So please reach out to them today. I'll see you on June 21st. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the Rich Zeoli Show, live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Continue along the show today. And don't forget, keep the conversation going on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I want to welcome to the show his inaugural debut on the program, Corey DeAngelis. Corey is a senior fellow at the American Federation for Children and the author of a brand new book, The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools. Corey, welcome to the show. I understand you were in Philadelphia yesterday as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I did an event with the Commonwealth Foundation, and the book is now a national bestseller. Trump also endorsed it. I'm now in L.A., where there was a bunch of union lunacy over the past few years. So it's been great going across the country, exposing the hypocrisy and the nonstop fear-mongering from the unions over the past few years.
Now, are you traveling with Randy Weingarten? Is she hanging out with you on the book tour?
No, actually, I sent her a copy of the book. I dedicated it to her for overplaying her hand and awakening a sleeping giant. I mean, they were just so stupid stepping in it over and over again the past few years. We had the biggest school choice revolution we've ever seen happening right before our eyes because they wanted to hold children's education hostage. But no, she hasn't come on, and I've invited her to things, but she hasn't come along. And the Chicago Teachers Union boss actually sent my book back to me. I guess it was above her reading level.
Oh, would we call that a book ban then, I guess?
Yeah, I guess they're banned. Hey, look, yeah, it's Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Everything they accuse us of doing, they're doing themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I have three children. I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And I can tell you that when I talk to parents, and I talk to them all the time, because we always have, you know, Little League games and dance and everything else, it is the biggest conversation that we have, is the indoctrination of our children. During COVID, it was, of course, you know, them being kept out of class, the mask mandates. I had a fight to get my daughter a mask exemption because she has a speech issue. It's the biggest issue. And you are right, Corey DeAngelis. We have awoken the sleeping giant here, and it's parents.
That's right. Yeah, we've had 12 states now, Louisiana being the most recent this past week, going all in on school choice. Before 2021, we had 0 states with Milton Friedman's vision of everybody getting school choice. Now we have 12 states. It's more momentum in the past 3 years than in the preceding 3 decades. And we could really thank the unions for overplaying their hand and inadvertently doing more to advance school choice and homeschooling than anyone could have ever imagined. And it's because families got to see what the hell was going on in the classroom. They're focusing more on the LGBTs than the ABCs. They're throwing a bunch of money at the problem. We spend about $20,000 per kid per year, and they're failing. In places like Baltimore, they have 40% of their high schools with 0% math proficiency rates. It's insane how wasteful it is. And it's because the unions, they just want a monopoly on the money, and they want a monopoly on the minds of other people's children. So they fight against school choice every step of the way. And during COVID, they fought to keep the schools closed because they knew they could use that as leverage to hold children's education hostage, of all things, to advocate for more money. And it worked for them. They got $190 billion in so-called COVID relief since March of 2020. And look, that's the only reason Democrats really fought for this for the closures, is that the Democrats are basically a wholly owned subsidiary of the teachers unions. Think about Randy Weingarten's union, the AFT. 99.97% of their campaign contributions in 2022, guess what? They went to Democrats. It's a money laundering operation. It ought to be illegal. And this is true for all public sector unions. The teachers unions are the biggest one, the biggest labor unions in the country. But public sector unions in general, they have no incentive because families and customers can't vote with their feet to other providers.
And you know, Corey DeAngelis, we've talked about this in the past being the civil rights issue of our time, school choice. No doubt about it. And in places like Philadelphia, I mean, I know there's parents who would love to send their kids to charter schools. They would love to send their kids to private schools. They can't afford to do so. And the public teachers union, the teachers unions, stops it because they want the monopoly. They want the indoctrination. And who suffers the most? You know, black kids, Hispanic kids, kids in poor neighborhoods, kids in failing schools, places like Camden, places like Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, if the left was honest about their definition of systemic racism, they would be calling the government school monopoly systemically racist because of disproportionate outcomes by income, race. They discriminate on the basis of zip code, and school choice would really be an equalizer, allow families to vote with their feet, families who didn't have school choice because they couldn't afford to pay out of pocket for private school tuition and fees, and the families who couldn't afford to live in the neighborhoods that happened to be assigned to the best so-called quote-unquote public schools.
The parent revolution is something they tried to stop by scaring parents into silence by saying that they might be domestic violent extremists. When Merrick Garland did that, I thought that was one of the worst times in modern history, in recent history anyway.
Yeah, you know what's funny is the democratic model of accountability that the public school advocates would fight for decades. They'd say, hey, we're accountable. You can come show up at the school board meeting and we'll listen to you if you're not happy. No, they only wanted to listen to you if you agreed with them. When parents showed up, when they saw what was happening with CRT and gender ideology being shoved down children's throats, guess what? They had their mics cut off. They were labeled as domestic terrorists by the National School Boards Association, which we should really rename them to the Regional School Boards Association, because guess what? 26 states have left the NSBA since they sent that letter. Earlier drafts of that letter actually called for the military. They called for the military and the National Guard, of all things, to be deployed to school board meetings to bully and silence parents into submission. But the good news is parents have only been emboldened to fight back even harder. They've become a new interest group of their own of sorts, more of a general interest than a special interest, because they're fighting for their own kids. And we're racking up victories, W's in state after state. And even in your home state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro has even started to defect on the issue of school choice. He's, you know, unions have given him a lot of money for a while, but parents are holding politicians accountable to where they're now actually, even some Democrats are starting to defect and start to signal public support for school choice. That's a longer story and aside when he actually caved to the unions in the end, but he actually went on Fox News last year reiterating support for school choice. And in politics, if you're explaining, you're losing. So it was a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see if it works out for him, for Josh Shapiro, who ultimately vetoed his own campaign promise.
Amazing stuff. This is what former president and future president Donald Trump said about your book. He said, Corey DeAngelis is a fighter for parental rights. His new book, The Parent Revolution, is a great guide to help moms and dads take back control of their children's education from the radical Marxists ruining our schools. As I've long said, school choice is the civil rights issue of our time, and parents must have a voice in their child's education. When I am your president again, I will protect parental rights, support teachers, and expand educational freedom for all American families. You know what I think, Corey DeAngelis? I think Republican candidates at the local level of government make a huge mistake by running away from these issues, running away from the indoctrination of our kids and issues. I see conservative school board candidates win in the same towns that Republican candidates lose for town council and mayor, because the town council and mayor candidates, they're afraid to touch this stuff. They need to go after it. This is the winning issue. This is the formula.
It is a political. It's a political winner. Look at what Glenn Youngkin did in 2021 with Mr. Terry. I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach McAuliffe. The Democrat, a former governor of Virginia in a state that apparently went 10 points to Biden the year before, Youngkin, a Republican, won on education of all things by 6 points with education voters, which was the number two issue in that election. And look, in Texas, in my home state, 21 so-called Republicans voted with all the Democrats and the unions against school choice, their own party platform, after it already passed the Senate. And guess what? 14 of them are gone. That's a political earthquake that basically never happens. Incumbents usually win re-election 95% of the time. That trend was inverted in Texas and nationwide in 2022. We targeted, with my organization, the American Federation for Children, and our state affiliates, targeted 69 incumbents for voting against education freedom and parental rights, and we took out 40 of them in 2022. That is a political earthquake. It is a mandate from voters. And look, and it's a basic reality that most people, Republicans, independents, and Democrats even, support the concept of school choice generally. And they also understand, obviously, that your kids don't belong to the government. The money's meant for the family. It should follow them to the school that works best for them, especially after COVID, where they closed the schools, the private schools were open, the union schools were closed. And guess what? They were doing this ridiculous crap everywhere. In Chicago, their boss actually sends her kid to private school after calling school choice racist just a year ago. Total hypocrisy. But they deleted a tweet saying, quote, "The push to reopen schools is rooted in, you guessed it, sexism, racism, and misogyny." They threw all these buzzwords at the wall. They were fear-mongering with fake coffins and body bags and tombstones. It was so pathetic. They also created a fake, an interpretive dance video, of all things, to try to protest going back to work while they were vacationing in Puerto Rico, thousands of miles away. I mean, it became so apparent to your everyday voter that families should have a right in their kids' education.
Yeah, you know, Corey DeAngelis, it's great to have you. And a lot of people were tweeting along that they're thrilled to hear you on the show. And I appreciate you following me on Twitter. And I highly recommend you following Corey as well on X and getting his book, obviously. It's really important. And going for federationforchildren.org. The other thing, too, is the lie about book bans. I am so sick of this. You know, your book is not going to be in most public school libraries. And Thomas Sowell books are not in most public school libraries, but I got to listen to this BS that there is a book ban happening and Republicans want to ban books. Not a single book banned in this country.
No.
But it's one of those great lies they keep telling.
Well, look, a Wisconsin Teachers Union executive board member actually called to burn my book. So it's okay when they do it, I guess. But look, yeah, it's not banning a book just by you got to make a decision about what books are in libraries for young children, and they must be age appropriate. That's pretty dang reasonable. The left just does this all the time. They twist language to suit their agenda. And with their agenda, look, the radical left has figured out that they can infiltrate the government-run school system where they control the minds of other people's children to vote for their socialist pet projects in the future. Look, conservatives, independents, and rational Democrats, we can't win this ideological war just by having more kids. Look, they get to educate our children and others. 50 million kids a year go through the government school system at $20,000 a kid, $20,000 a kid, and they're using our own money to raise them in their socialist worldview. That's a huge problem. Even if you don't care about education policy, you should pick up the parent revolution. Even if you're not a parent yourself or even a grandparent, this is the most important fight to save the future direction of our country. You think Hollywood has a lot of influence? They do, but also the school system is even more. If you can take back the schools, you're striking at the root of the problem even more, because they're dealing with young, impressionable minds for 13 years of their lives, for 7 hours a day, and education freedom is the way that we take our country back.
Well said, my friend. Keep up the great work, Corey DeAngelis, and the book, The Parent Revolution, Rescuing Your Kids from the Radicals Ruining Our Schools, national bestseller. Pick it up today. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, the big story of the day is Georgia, and it's brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaVanaria, VanariaDental.com. So today, right before the 5 o'clock hour, or just about now, within the last hour or so, the Georgia appeals court has paused the Trump election case permanently. It's indefinitely. Indefinitely, I should say, not permanently, but indefinitely. Georgia appeals court pauses Trump election interference case indefinitely. And that is because they need to see if Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis will be disqualified. It all but guarantees the trial will not be held before the year's election. In a one-page ruling Wednesday, the Georgia Court of Appeals issued a pause until it resolves the appeals from Trump and a handful of his co-defendants seeking to boot Willis from the prosecution over her romance with a top prosecutor. Oral arguments are tentatively scheduled for October, meaning the case likely will not proceed to trial until the presidential election. where Trump, of course, is the Republican Party nominee. So there you go. I mean, that's it. That's the end of that. And I told you earlier today, the other breaking news is that Judge Eileen Cannon, who's a federal judge in Florida, has said, yes, we can have the conversation about whether or not Jack Smith is actually a special counsel and whether or not he actually has the authority to pursue this prosecution against former and future President Donald Trump. So there you go. Meanwhile, the NYPD is preparing to take away Donald Trump's gun because he has a permit to carry in New York City. And they are preparing to take that away now that he is convicted felon Donald Trump. I'm telling you, this is going to backfire on people. There are a lot of people in this country who have lost their gun rights because they are convicted felons. A lot of people in this country who do not have the right enshrined in the Constitution, endowed by their creator to be able to protect themselves and their family because they've committed crimes. And even when they get out, even when they've served their debt to society, many places don't reinstate those rights. And they should be fully reinstated. Every right, your right to vote, your right to have a gun, all of it. If you've served your time, that's it. That's how it should work. Otherwise, you're just being punished forever and ever. And that's a violation of the Sixth Amendment and the Eighth Amendment. But the point here of what Trump's about to go through, and this is what I've been saying to you, I mean, it makes him gangsta. It is the fact that he has a lot of people right now who are talking about him as having somebody who the system has gone after and somebody who is being punished by a rigged justice system. And for particularly for black voters, and this is something they talked about with Byron Donald yesterday. Byron Donald said, you know, they asked me, was it racist when Trump said black voters are supporting him because of this? And he said, I said it was not. This is a clip that just came out now, a little bit here. So Nicole Wallace, who's a Fugazi Republican phony, I'll play this real quick. She had on a Biden spokesperson. And the question about a candidate's cognitive function, how should that factor into the decision when someone votes? Take a listen.
Should a candidate's cognitive function factor into that decision when someone votes?
I don't even know what that question means.
When they vote, should they be thinking about which candidate, how they're functioning cognitively?
Sure, absolutely. They should.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Adrian Elrod, senior Biden campaign spokesperson. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, I botched the setup on that. That was not Nicole Wallace. It looked like her, but it's not her, obviously, just the campaign spokesperson. So knowing that this was Biden's campaign spokesperson, and I don't know the guy interviewing her, Matt. I'm not sure if you know who the reporter is doing the question.
It looks like it's a local news outlet. I'm not familiar with him.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen to it one more time now that I've given you the correct context for it. Go ahead.
How much should a candidate's cognitive function factor into that decision when someone votes?
I don't even know what that question means. When they
vote, should they be thinking about which candidate, how they're functioning cognitively?
Sure, absolutely. They should.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Adrian Elrod, senior Biden campaign spokesperson. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Okay, there you go. Listen, when it comes to your home, the company that I trust is Emmons. EmmonsRoofing.com. Your home will look great and your home will be absolutely more secure and more energy efficient when you choose Emmons for your roof, siding, windows, and doors, just like I did. And because the economy is a little tough right now, my friends Stephanie and Matt at Emmons understand they're giving each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off. That's right, 10% off. Windows, Anderson Windows, siding, doors, and the lifetime warranty with the best in the business, Owens Corning Shingle, that you can get with Emmons Roofing. Listen, I've been using these guys for years. They've done every project for me out there. My roof, windows, doors, siding, they've done it all. And I love the team at Emmons. In fact, Matt Kelly, the owner, was just here yesterday at my house. He stopped over for a quick visit. And Matt and his wife, Stephanie, were over for dinner recently. So they're legit friends of ours. Bridget and I love spending time with them. Their son, Mason, plays with Patrick. They're great people. 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or EmmonsRoofing.com. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore, and they'll do an incredible job for you. Plus, 10% off inflation relief discount, EmmonsRoofing.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.